Today's reading begins in Joel chapter 1, verse 13. Joel chapter 1, verse 13. Put on sackcloth and lament, O priests. Wail, O ministers of the altar. Go in, pass the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God, because grain offering and drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord. Alas for the day of the Lord is near, and as destruction from the Almighty it comes. Is not the food cut off before our eyes, joy and gladness from the house of our God? The seed shrivels under the clods, the storehouses are desolate, the granaries are torn down because the grain is dried up. How the beasts groan, the herds of cattle are perplexed because there is no pasture for them, even the flocks of sheep suffer. To you, O Lord, I call. Your fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and flame has burned all the trees of the field. Even the beasts of the field pant for you because the water brooks are dried up, and fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness. Blow a trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness there is spread upon the mountains a great and powerful people. Their like has never been before, nor will be again after them, through the years of all generations. Fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, and nothing escapes them. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and like war horses they run, as with the rumbling of chariots. They leap on the tops of the mountains like the crackling of a flame of fire devouring the stubble, like a powerful army drawn up for battle. Before them peoples are in anguish, all faces grow pale. Like warriors they charge, like soldiers they scale the wall. They march each on his way, they do not swerve from their paths. They do not jostle one another, each marches in his path. They burst through the weapons and are not halted. They leap upon the city, they run upon the walls, they climb up into the houses, they enter through the windows like a thief. The earth quakes before them, the heavens tremble, the sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. The Lord utters his voice before his army, for his camp is exceedingly great. He who executes his word is powerful, for the day of the Lord is great and very awesome. Who can endure it? Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants, let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? So in our reading in chapter 2, the prophet continues to describe the chaos and the upheaval that accompanies the day of the Lord. He's still describing these locusts like an unstoppable army led by God. This terrifying judgment elicits another call for repentance as the priests intervene, pleading that the people be spared. But the Lord is plain. The Lord is straightforward. He lets us know what is required. Repentance. Repentance is what he's looking for. He's not just asking for them to cry out and pray that they be spared. He wants them to truly turn from their wicked ways to righteous ways, from sin to him. In verse 13, he said, rend your hearts and not your garments. He doesn't want an outward show. He wants a true change of heart. And this is very similar to the message that was spoken through the prophet Jeremiah as well. So we can connect this back to where we started in chapter 1, verse 13, when he said, put on sackcloth and lament, pass the night in sackcloth. We really need to drive that point home that he's not looking for an outward show. He's not looking for somebody to say, okay, if this is what it takes to be relieved of this disaster, then okay, I'll go put on sackcloth, I'll go sit in ashes. No, he wants them to mean it. He wants that to be symbolic of how they feel within themselves. They needed to consecrate this fast. They needed to pull the people together. They needed to all cry out to the Lord. They all needed to all turn toward him. And then his steadfast love would be shown. His mercy would come upon them. And this disaster would cease. Very good lessons for us to think about today as we serve the Lord our God today. As always, I ask that you continue in prayer, that God may be with us all.